It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The sensitive New Age guy has finally arrived in Japan. He's kind, he's gentle, and he's thrown off the traditional macho image of the Japanese male. There is one important catch. The new Japanese man does not appear to be interested in women, which is a problem in a country with a declining birth rate. NPR's Louisa Lim investigated on a recent trip to Tokyo.
In Tokyo at weekends, the trendy area of Harajuku is a sort of melting pot of urban tribes. Here, the Lolita goths batter their fake eyelashes while the punks glower. Away from the strutting are the retiring wallflowers, a quiet army of sweet young men with floppy hair and skinny jeans. These young men are becoming known as Japan's herbivores, girly guys who are heterosexual but aren't really interested in matters of the flesh. Yukihiro Yoshida is an economics student and a self-confessed herbivore.
I don't take initiative with women. I don't go and talk to them. I'd welcome it if a girl talked to me, but I'd never take that first step myself.
Nowadays, surveys show that about 60% of young Japanese men identify themselves as herbivores. Their Sex and the City is a television show called Otomen, or Girly Guys. The lead character is a martial arts expert, but his secret passions include sewing, baking, and crocheting clothes for his soft toys. I will hide my true nature, he says as he sews. At all times, he vows, I will be a man, a real Japanese man. But what does that mean nowadays?
It's not so much that men are becoming more like women, it's that the concept of masculinity is changing.
Katsuhiko Kokobun should know. He owns Guzzle, a popular hair salon in Harajuku. Over the years, he's seen more and more men come into his salon, and they're demanding more traditionally female treatments.
We have eyebrow plucking and facials for men, and the eyebrow plucking is very popular among high school boys.
Oh, hello. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Louisa.
The changing tastes of Japanese men is quite literally what takes up Yasuhito Sekine's days. He works for a website, and he's the founding member of an online group called Sweets Club, especially for men who like puddings. Set up in January, it already has 1,000 members who get together to debate the virtues of different brands of strawberry shortcake. It's something which he believes would have been unthinkable 20 years ago.
Back then, lots of men liked desserts, but it was considered uncool. Cool men had to like alcohol or spicy food. I've discovered my father likes eating dessert, but he never showed it in the past.
Putting Sekine through his paces with an impromptu taste test, he praises peach jelly as fresh tasting. He's not so keen on coffee jelly with cream, a macho pudding if ever there was one, labeling it retro. He believes his pudding club shows how young Japanese men are asserting their individuality, reflecting a change in values from Japan's booming 80s.
Back then, Japanese men had to be passionate and aggressive, but now those characteristics are disliked. Our members have very mild personalities. They simply enjoy what they like without prejudice.
Japan's top expert on herbivores, a columnist who christened this tribe, believes they were born out of the lost decade of economic stagnation. Maki Fukusawa argues the herbivores are rebelling against the salaryman generation of their fathers. They've turned away from the macho mores and conspicuous consumption of that era.
They have some feelings of revulsion towards the older generation. They don't want to have the same lives. And the impact of the herbivores on the economy is very big. They're such big news now because sales are down, especially of status products like cars and alcohol.
But there are fears about the financial and social impact of herbivores. Their low levels of spending and lack of interest in sex invoke two of Japan's biggest problems, its lackluster economy and declining birth rate. Herbivores do like to be friends with women, but that's as far as it goes. Back in the streets of Harajuku, Alex Fujita explains why it never goes any further.
Nowadays, women have more education and enjoy working. Women are scary now.
And of course, there's a name too for the economically empowered working Japanese women who know what they want, the carnivore women. With herbivore boys and carnivore girls, it seems the land of samurai, sumo wrestlers and geisha girls is remaking its gender landscape anew. Louisa Lim, NPR News.